A few quick points, actually, to practically keep in mind when the Menachem Level. First off, the format of the Menachem Level is one has to sit, so one stands. I wanted this idea with Mutani from Avalon. So actually, there's an ideal here which is not at all common in practice. The Iker textbook halacha, the halacha is that one is coming to the Menachem Level, is coming to join the Avalon on some level within their sorrow, and to, you know, speak to them and join with them in the emotion that they're coping with. And that sense, you know, Iker halacha, one's supposed to be sitting, but sitting on the ground in the same manner that the other was sitting, which means the same way the other was sitting on the ground in a low chair. Ideally, the person should be sitting who comes to Menachem with the Avelim in the same situation. Now, practically, you know, this is simply not the case. No one does it. The reason for this is because we assume, there's a built-in assumption, that the Avelim are Menachem, or that the Avelim are Michael on this specific where they're sitting with them. The Michael, and they forego this concept, and they say, fine, it's okay with them, somebody will not be sitting on the ground with them. Once a person is not sitting on the ground in such a position, there is no other hakfada in halacha how one is. Therefore, if one comes in and one is sitting on a higher chair, a normal chair, or if one is standing, it's all the same in halacha. Once one is not in that position on the floor with their avelim, which again, I've never seen anyone in practice do, there's no difference between standing and sitting, and a lot of times it'll be crowded or something else. There's no need to go ahead and sit down to Menachem Avel. Second point, what about the avelim themselves? They'd be sitting and standing. So there, the atzidus ideally wants to be, the avel to be sitting, but this is not an akir. And oftentimes it can come to a situation where, I actually wait for myself, that there's an available in a house and they stand up to go get something and someone will come in and they will have to go back and sit down again. And it can go on a few times, people coming in and out of the house. The available do not need to sit back down. They can be standing as well. If they're sitting, if you see them about to go sit down, it would be better off to fulfill that ideal and wait until they're sitting. But they're not sitting down. To tell them to go and sit down would be in a position on them which is completely not necessary amongst the Menachem if both people are standing as well. Third of all, to keep in mind, this is something we mentioned earlier as far as the Chaylim, and that is that the halacha is an Avel as well as a Chayla is completely parted. There's no chiyuv whatsoever, no obligation to stand up in the pinyat kavod. A few nafshi should be still. If the Gadol HaDor walks in, there's no obligation whatsoever to stand up. It's not because he's an onion. There's no obligation. The trager is on the standing. There's a few different ways to go with this. The trager is on the standing. But there are settings of kavod. The settings where it's appropriate to show respect and honor. This is not one of those settings, and therefore there is no key of whatsoever to stand up. Now, what would happen if somebody actually comes in, and over the size, he won't stand up anyways, he starts standing up. So, there's a lot of which some is worth bearing in mind, which has nothing to do with those prevailers, and that is any time he's actually in the self-honor of himself, any time a person sees his friend standing up for him, in terms of honor, one should most of them see his say, sit, don't stand up for me. There's a general rule in life, if someone ever stands up for somebody, you should not wait till they stand up, you should motion them to sit back down. However, when it comes to Avelos, if the Avel stands up and someone's walking in, he is not, and likewise by a Chayla, one should not say Shev, you sit back down. The term Shev has a connotation, it implies that you should, I should not be intent here, there's an implication that you want him to stay in his situation, you want him to stay where he is. And that is, obviously, you want him to sit, but you don't want him to stay in his master of being down and out. You don't want him to be a Chayla and or an Avel. That being the case, you have to know linguistically, and every system, you know, in every language, it will depend on how one expresses oneself. If you say, you know, sit down, that's fun. I would imagine that's fun. There's no connotation that you want to say as an oval. You want to say, you know, right, something else. It all depends what the, if there's a connotation there that would imply to stay in the situation. One last thought, which is worth bearing in mind, is that the oval is severely constrained in how he can greet and send off people. And therefore, he can't greet someone with a social typical show and relate them, and it takes someone to show them as well. Which leads to an interesting situation. If you're sitting there being Menachem Avel, he's not allowed to tell you, take from the phone, and he can't, and you need that effect, it's just a normal way people act, he's not going to tell you, please leave, even if you're inconveniencing him in a very serious manner. Therefore, also so that we're talking to someone else, the Kibbutz Nanea Reisha, he nods his head, there used to be, there's apparently an accepted gesture that someone nodded his head, it was implied that he was finished his conversation, he was terminating this event, and now you should see, well, pack your bags and get moving. Now, so the Shulchan points out, he says, that explaining what Enya do as someone as that, we don't have such a common, at least we don't have a uniform idea of where a person gives some sort of gesture or not, that means that the conversation is over. That being the case, says our Chasulchan, Lachain, Srikan, Hamanathim, Mahargis, Ra'ovo, Kishalait, Shayel, Kuminanu, Yelchu, Hamashalim. They have to be very attuned. Anyone who's taking Asma will have to be extremely attuned to the fact that the people are in a sensitive situation. They're not going to tell you to leave, even if you're intervening them. Therefore, you have to constantly be on the lookout. And as soon as you're Mahargis, if they don't want you to be there anymore, it's time to pack up and leave. And again, as I said before, once in the kind of mitzvah, as soon as one walks in and sits down. Once in the kind of mitzvah, says, I'm not getting nothing. Sitting endlessly can be a very big strain on the people, and therefore one has to be attuned to this and leave as soon as possible.